88.9 Shine FM, Parenting Moments with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, checking in every Wednesday. So here she is. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to chat with you once again as we wrap up this topic that's been great for the month of April on resiliency, based on Rick Hansen, his latest book, Resilient. And I guess we're on segment four today, feeling safer and also the importance of learning. So I've been sharing some great quotes. Thanks for these, Kimberly. We'll get the first one here. Most of the time when we feel anxious, it's about something bad that might be that might happen. There is a threat of pain, but not pain itself.
Yeah, so fear arises when threats seem bigger than our resources. Sometimes this is actually the case, such as getting an unexpected bill that you don't have the money to pay.
Yep.
But Rick Hansen does a great job of explaining the paper tiger paranoia. So let me explain. But due to paper tiger paranoia, threats often look larger than they really are, while resources look smaller than they really are. As our nervous system has evolved, it could make two kinds of mistakes. Believe there's a tiger in the bush when there isn't one, or believe there's no tiger when one is about to pounce. So, Mike, which mistake would you rather make?
I'm hoping that tiger is nowhere to be found.
Yes, but of course, the first mistake is better to make. Assume there's a tiger and then find out there isn't one. But over time, our brain has become what I like to tell my clients, and particularly my children and teen clients, a problem-finding machine. So it's constantly overestimating threats and underestimating the resources we have to manage them.
Okay,
so interesting. Once we understand this, obviously we can do a much better job of calming our system down on false alarms.
Okay, this is sounding like a good book for all of us to check out, Kimberly. The next component of our talk here, the importance of learning. So our quote, learning is the superpower of superpowers, the one that grows the rest of them. If you want to steepen your growth curve in life, it pays to learn about learning.
Yes. So going on a long hike, we need to bring food or other supplies, Rick Hansen says. Similarly, on the road of life, we need psychological supplies, such as compassion, grit, courage. And how do we get these supplies into our neural backpack? Well, we do it by learning. Rick Hansen uses the acronym HEAL to build learning into our everyday experiences. So it doesn't just have to be therapy or reading this book or taking courses. It's also about the practice of HEAL. So the first piece is have a beneficial experience. So as soon as you're in it, like right now, I'm going to take a sip of my tea. Are you ready? Okay.
Okay. I'm listening.
I'm just noticing it, especially how smooth it feels in my throat, the beautiful scent. In this case, it's actually maple syrup. It's a Canadian blend of tea. Yeah.
Nice. That sounds good.
And then I want to enrich it. That's what the E stands for. Stay with it and feeling it fully. So if I wasn't on the radio right now, I might just breathe and smell the tea a little longer, just really taking it in. And then A stands for absorb it. Really receive it into your experience. Slow it down. Don't rush past it. It's that idea of smelling the roses. And then the L in HEAL is link it. You can use it to soothe and replace painful, harmful psychological material. Now, we don't always have to do that. So while I'm sipping my tea, I might do HEA, but not the L, because there may not be psychological material that I'm needing a break from.
Okay.
But for those who have experienced trauma or going through a particularly rough time in their life full of struggle, linking it, again, is a really important step.
Interesting. That's been a great topic. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Always my pleasure. Good information every week with our parenting moments. EckertCenter.com to find out about Kimberly and her team or to book an appointment. Of course, two locations in town.
Yes. So we have a north and a south location, making it easier for people wherever you live in the city. And we also have a new child therapist who has joined our team, Kimberly Calhoun. And with her arrival, she set up a great protocol, so we're still able to follow the COVID procedures, but we've reopened our play therapy room. And this is particularly important for little people who need a safe place to work on what's going on in their world. And Kimberly is a great member on our team who can do that.
Awesome. Definitely great staff with Eckert Center. You can go to EckertCenter.com, book that appointment, or give them a call, 403-230-2959, and you may have a free consultation. We give one of those away every week. Who's that going to today, Kimberly?
Let's go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5, 403-276-8888. Give us a call right now. And next month, I guess we have another great topic, hey?
That's right. We'll just have to wait and see what that is.
Okay, sounds good. I also want to know where you're getting that maple tea. It sounds awesome, too.
Oh, it's from Victoria.
Oh, that's a long commute.
Well, no, I think it's called Murchie's or...
Oh, okay.
It's the... Yeah, but since COVID, I've been ordering all my tea online from them, and this one I think is called Canadian Breakfast Tea.
Oh, very nice. With a hint of maple. There you go. I love it. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Have a great day today.
You too, Mike.